On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast, and I thought we should touch base with Chris Martin from Steamfest to see what's happening with the 2021 event, Jess.
Yeah, absolutely. It's certainly an event that everyone looks forward to.
Chris, good morning. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thanks, Lee and Jess.
Are plans in place for a 2021 event?
It's not been locked in yet. We're still waiting on our COVID plan to be reviewed and to be advised what size event we might be able to run.
Right, yeah, okay, so regardless of if it goes ahead or not, it's going to look a little different to previous years?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. It's been quite the minefield working out what needs to be done to manage COVID at an event the size that we run.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're covering about 7 hectares of ground and, you know, up to 9,000 people in the 3 days. So, our team of volunteers have done a great job with it, though.
So at this stage, if you want to continue that trend of getting 9,000 people through the gate, do you know how many days the event would have to be held over to get those numbers?
We wouldn't be looking to extend the event.
Right.
I know AgFest have gone down that line to extend it, but I think they're getting 5,000 people a day, I think, on their arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
If we had 5,000 people, that'd be more than what we've got in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
For a day. Yeah.
So how tricky is it at the moment for community groups such as yours to try and navigate the, as you say, minefield that is putting together an event in a post-COVID world?
It's quite tricky. And I was thinking about it before this interview that it would be wonderful if the government actually had people that came and sat down with your committee and said, look, these are the risks that you have to manage within your event, and if you do X, Y, and Z, you know, you have to do that. But these other areas are negotiable, and we haven't had that opportunity. It's just been, you know, these are the things that you have to follow. And one of the biggest stumbling points for us is actually that we've been told not to have camping on our site for our volunteers.
Which
the guidelines actually say you can't have camping or events that involve a music festival with everybody camping on site. Won't be approved, but they've extended that to say volunteers are equally at risk if they stay on site. But, you know, where can they stay? In the campground next door or up the road? And, that's been particularly frustrating. So we're still bogged down on that one.
And that would be frustrating because it's part of the culture of what Steamfest is all about, the social side of it too.
Absolutely. You know, we're trying to keep the skills to operate the heritage equipment alive, and we've got people coming from across the state and even from on the mainland, travel conditions permitting. They all are looking for accommodation either on the ground or around the site. And I believe we've got rowing to contend with too, so we've already made some approaches about accommodation in the district or in the Kentish area, and that's booked up with rowing at this point. So
have you slated a date, or will that have to change given whether you get the green light or not?
It would still be the first, the long weekend in March.
Good, so. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Rightio. Well, if you hear anything, make sure you let us know. We want to be the first to let the rest of the coast know whether it's going ahead or not.
Yeah, absolutely. If I can just have a bit of a plug there too, that in order to run the event in this COVID world, we need up to 65 volunteers at any particular time. And if anyone has that weekend free and would be willing to help in putting on this great event, we'd be really keen to hear from them. And they could jump on our website, which is Steamfest. Tasmania.org.au, and there's volunteer registration forms, etc. there.
Did you say 65?
That's a lot of people, isn't it?
65 volunteers at any one time to just manage the COVID aspect. Of course, there is some double ups with carriage attendance that we've always had to have, but we've certainly added another 15 to 20 volunteers just to manage COVID.
Mate, we'll spread the word.
The other aspect of it too is that there won't be gate sales. It'll all be pre-purchased online,
sure.
Which we're a bit concerned about how that might run with some of the demographics that we're working with for the event too.
Yes, it's like somebody's just dropped a great big anchor on everything, really, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Very frustrating.
Not what we all signed up to manage as volunteers, but we're trying our best to make it happen and bring the event to the community.
Good on you, mate. We'll chat a little closer to the event if it does get the green light. Cheers for your time this morning.
Cheers. Thank you.